Joining me in the studio this afternoon, magicians Chris Korn and Eric Need. Chris is a native of St. Louis, who you may have seen on a series on A&E a couple of years ago called Mondo Magic. And Eric and Chris are both going to be performing at the Savor Restaurant's Flim Flam Theater over on Lindell tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. But they're in town a little bit early, and welcome to the show, guys. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
As Chris knows from me having him on the show a couple of years ago, I consistently try to prove that you can do magic on the radio. And particularly difficult because both of you are excellent sleight-of-hand magicians. But we can make that work on the radio, can't we?
Sure. Actually, magic is great on the radio if you get just the right people calling in, just the right host. We'll see if we have that today, but I'm thinking it'll be easy.
We have neither of those today, unfortunately, so you're out of luck. But thanks for coming in, guys. But before we get into anything else, on Mondo Magic, you did a lot of walk-around magic and did amazing stunts for people right in front of their eyes, a lot of close-up stuff. But you also did this one stunt with cups and a spike, which went horribly wrong for you, didn't it?
Yeah, that was one of the one of my least favorite moments in magic, probably. Yeah. It was sort of like a kind of like a shell game on the street, but you're using styrofoam cups, and I turn my back, and there's a big metal spike.
About 3-4 inches long.
Yeah, and about a quarter of an inch thick. And I turn my back, and you mix them up, and I take my hand, and I smash the cups one at a time. But unfortunately, I wasn't too in tune that particular moment. I had just flown back in from Spain. I was jet-lagged, kind of out of it. And
well, the idea is you don't smash the spike with your hand, right. But in fact, you impaled yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. And how's your hand today?
It's good. I've gained a lot of sensitivity in that hand, which is kind of an odd thing I noticed in this past year or so.
But you didn't get the hole all the way through, which was also a good thing.
Yeah. On the show, at the moment that I hit, I was so sure it wasn't under there that I pushed again. And when it hit the bone on the back of my hand,
Yeah.
And you can see by the look on his face, if you see the clip, and I think you can catch it on the web somewhere, there is no trick. He really is hurt, and he goes pale, and he looks frightened.
Yes. Not only that, he's walking around for a while after that, looking at his hand, going, did I just put my hole in my hand? So,
A sleight of hand man, that's not the best day you can have.
No, it's not. But as I've told Chris about this, it does set up the stunt as so much more dangerous the next time you do it.
Hey, Chris, will you be doing that at the Flim Flam tomorrow night?
No, we won't be doing that.
Did that trick go out of the repertoire after that?
No, I rarely do it, but only for large sums of money.
You know what? My hand, I'd understand that. And Eric, speaking of things on the web, this morning I'm looking around, I Google you, and there's this video of you doing a trick in the back of something called the Ultimate Taxi.
Right. Well, I live in Aspen, Colorado, and in Aspen there's a taxi cab run by this guy, John Barnes, called the Ultimate Taxi, theultimatetaxi.com, and he has built into a cab a full-scale nightclub, and you ride around, and he does a show where he sings and plays music and does magic tricks, and there's a laser show and fog machines and the planetarium.
Inside the cab?
Inside the cab, yeah.
It must be a checker-sized cab.
It's a big checker cab. It's actually an old, I'm not sure the year of it, but it's an old real checker cab. And sometimes he has special guests inside the cab he does webcasts from inside the cab. And on several occasions, I have been the guest in the cab doing crazy things. And you can catch one of those on the web.
Yeah, I'm going to put a link to it up on my website, harrisonline.com, a little bit later on.
Now, that'll make John very happy.
John?
John Barnes, ultimatetaxi.com.
Oh, that's him. Okay. Well, good. If we can make it, even one more hit for him. That's the successful day for me. I'll tell you what I got to do. Before I get too far behind here, I want to take a break. But Chris tells me, Eric, that you do mentalism as part of your act.
That's right.
Can we do something with a listener here?
I'm sure we can do something, yes.
All right. Fred, take a caller at random here, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Any specifications on what kind of person you need here?
No, someone who speaks English and is willing to participate.
Okay.
That seems like a low enough standard.
I think if you don't meet that standard, you're unlikely to be understanding me telling you to call in right now. So we'll come back, and Eric will do something there, and we'll have some live magic on the radio here on the Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. In the studio with magicians Eric Mead and Chris Korn. Chris, what part of St. Louis are you originally from?
Southside, South City.
And came back to town here this weekend to work at the Flim Flam Theater at the Savor Restaurant, which I didn't even know about until you told me about it. There's a place here in town where there's live magic going on every weekend.
Yeah, it's about 10 years ago there was a magic theater called Flim Flam. It was down in the Loop on Del Mar, and that was open for about 3.5 years. And Dennis Shane, the owner, proprietor, decided to open a new restaurant. But the theater is up in the back, and it's an optional optional entertainment for the guests that go to dinner.
Mm-hmm. And so is it all close-up magic, or is it stage magic?
It's somewhere right between close-up and stand-up, but it's a very intimate theater, beautiful theater. Really, really
nice. It's very
nice.
It has an Egyptian theme. We're tired of it being the best-kept secret in St. Louis. Well, so we're here on the radio with you to put an end to that.
Good. I'm glad to help out, because I love those sort of things. I'm sorry I won't be able to see you guys this weekend.
Where will you be?
I have a thing I have to do here.
A thing I have to do here. All right.
I can't divulge it. You know, I don't ask you what your secrets are, Eric.
An excellent point, Paul.
In every business, there are things that cannot be revealed, and this is one of them. Let's go to the phones here, because you asked for a volunteer, and Kathy, you're on KMOX. How are you this afternoon, Kathy?
Fine.
All right. You want to be a volunteer for something Eric's going to do here?
Yes.
Okay. And you've never met Eric before?
No.
We always have to set that up.
I know Chris.
You do know Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Can we
Who are you, Kathy? An ex-girlfriend, perhaps?
I'm mom number two.
I know who this is.
Yeah. Your mom number two.
Now, wait, I got to ask you now. You guys, give me an honest answer here. Since she is somehow related to one of the two of you, shouldn't we move on to somebody else just so it doesn't seem like there's something set up ahead of time?
Well, I don't know Kathy, but if there's a feeling, you, Paul, Chris, or anyone out there, that maybe this is a setup because Kathy knows Chris, mom number two, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a very close connection.
Yes, it does.
Maybe it would be, but Kathy, are you going to be really offended if we go to someone else to have help?
Not as long as Chris calls me while he's in town.
I will do that.
All right.
Okay. Good to hear from you, Kathy.
Kathy, thank you very much for calling. Now, Scott is on this line here. You're not dad number two, are you, Scott?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not
do
either.
Do you know either of these guys?
I do not.
Have you ever met me?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Do you live in St. Louis?
Yes, I do.
All right. That's enough.
Now, how old are you, Scott?
41.
Oh, yeah, you'll be perfect for this. So I'm going to describe a couple of things, and then I'm going to have Scott do something for us. But let me first just shuffle, and Paul, you can verify that I am mixing.
Yes,
it
is. Looks like it's a red little, bicycle deck to
it's
me.
It's a little awkward because I have to keep my mouth near this non-moving microphone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll mix them up.
Yep.
And then I'm going to slide them inside the card box, mm-hmm. and I'm going to pass them over to Paul so that they're out of my control.
I will take control of
Scott,
them
Scott, are you
not
following
give them
this?
Up.
Yes.
By the way, he was using the overhand. It looked like a cascade shuffle to me.
How do you know about overhand and cascade? Well, let's not keep Scott waiting.
Okay.
I'm going to jot something down, which I don't want
Should
Paul,
I not have
Chris
taken these out of the box?
You put them back in the
I'm
box.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Ruining the whole trick, apparently. All right. I'm putting them back in the unsealed box.
You haven't ruined anything, but I want them in the box so that there can be no confusion,
right.
that no one will think that I sleight of handed or did something
right.
odd. And now I'm going to put something down. Scott, talk to me for a second. What do you do for a living?
In real estate.
In real estate, which is one of those kind of generic, you know, that might mean anything. Are you a real estate salesman?
I could mow lawns or
right,
real estate.
Right. But do you sell real estate?
Yeah, I help people buy homes.
You're a home buyer. I'm going to write something down, which I don't want Chris or Paul to see.
Okay.
Yet. I'll show it to you in a moment.
Okay.
And Scott, obviously on the radio, you couldn't see what I just wrote.
No, of course not.
Okay, so now clear your mind for a moment, and I want you to picture, do you play cards?
A little bit, yeah.
So you know cards, aces, fours, nines, queens, hearts, diamonds. I say that because the other night I was doing a show and I said to a woman, name any card, and she goes, the six of sevens. And it kind of totally rattled me. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew cards
could have
in
been worse.
General,
it could have
Scott.
Been happy birthday.
Happy
was the
birthday,
card she was
or Visa.
Of.
Visa.
Visa.
So, Scott, a playing card. Clear your mind and think of one. And then if you would change from the one you first think of to a different one and tell me when you have the second card in mind.
Okay, I've got it.
You do. And would you like to change again? Are you happy with that?
Nope, I'm okay.
And you don't feel in any way that me talking to you and us making jokes that I influenced you to name a particular card, do you?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so now Paul over there is holding the deck. I don't
yes.
have them in my hand.
Yes.
So would you call out, what card were you thinking of, Scott?
The first card or the second card?
Which one do you like better?
We'll go with the first card. It's a Four of Hearts.
Four of Hearts. And there's no way I could have known you were going to say Four of Hearts.
No, there's no way.
And remember, I wrote something down. I'm going to hand this to Paul. Paul, would you read out that? I wrote a number.
Yes,
there. What number did I write?
On a little piece of paper, he wrote the number 29.
This is going to be astonishing, maybe.
Okay, all right.
I shuffled those cards. Take them out of the box.
Okay, I'm taking them out of the box.
Starting with the top one,
okay.
Paul, very carefully.
Face
count
down.
Down.
Face down
face
the top
down.
One, yes.
And deal 29 cards into a pile right in front of you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27,
slow down.
28.
That's the 29th card right there?
Yes, do you want me to put it
Scott,
on the pile? Or
just
it...
hold on to the 29th
okay,
card.
I've
don't look at it yet. Scott,
card.
What card did you say?
I said four of hearts.
Four of hearts.
Yes.
Paul, take a look. How'd we do?
I'm turning over card number 29, and it is the Four of Hearts.
Astonishing.
And Kevin, my engineer, can verify that it is the Four of Hearts.
It is the Four of Hearts.
Yes.
Amazing.
That is amazing.
Maybe I'm just lucky.
Or he's dead, number
what
two.
What was the second card that you thought of?
The second card was the King of Diamonds.
And there's no way I could have known that, true?
No.
The cards that you just dealt down, Paul,
yes.
Would you pick those up and hold them face up in your hand?
What do you want me to
pile?
Do with the Four of Hearts? Put it on the pile or not?
Well, I was going to suggest something unradio-like, but you put it wherever you'd like to.
All right, I'm putting it back in
and
the...
And take the cards that you dealt
yes.
And hold them face up.
Face up.
Yes, and spell, what was it, King of Hearts or Diamonds?
It was a King of Diamonds.
Spell, if you would, please, one card at a time, K-I-N-G-O-F, Diamonds.
K-I-N-G-O-F. I'm starting to get a little freaked out here,
yes.
I'm telling you right now.
And Diamonds.
By the way, D for Diamonds is the Three of Hearts, if, just in case anybody thinks that there's something wrong with the deck.
No, they're real cards.
D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Holy cow, the S is the King of Diamonds.
Oh, lucky me.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
Wow. What are the odds of that? Well, if he's a professional, it should be 100%, actually.
Yeah. Scott, you have no idea how we did that, do you?
Not at all.
I have no idea how I did it, and I'm the one who did it. No, he's the one who did it. How about that for Eric Mead, huh, Scott?
Really cool.
Pretty
Thanks
amazing.
For, letting me play.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Are you going to come see us Saturday night?
Actually, now I'm surely thinking about it.
Yes, don't think about it. Don't think. Just do.
All right, here's the number. Thank you. Thank you very much, Scott. Here's the number. Well, since you control his mind with the card, you could certainly control his mind and make him call this phone number, 314-531-0220, to see Eric Mead and Chris Korn at the Savor Restaurant's Flim Flam Theater tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, 531-0220. More in just a moment on the Paul Harris Show here on KMOX. In the studio today with magicians Chris Korn and Eric Mead. Chris was on the A&E series Mondo Magic back in 2004. And are there going to be more? Is there more Mondo Magic to come?
It'll be under a different name, though, I believe, this time. I just finished filming another series over in Singapore. It was Mondo Magic Singapore. And that ran to about 76 million viewers.
Holy cow.
Yeah. All of Asia, South America, New Zealand, Australia, and part of Europe. So we're going to be filming another series, which will be starting in September again, and we're actually going to film in St. Louis a little bit.
Now, when you're doing that, do you have to find people who speak English?
No, not all the time. Magic sort of transcends all languages.
Everybody understands the international symbol for take a card?
Yes. It's very easy to get for the most part.
Yeah.
So language barrier is not much of a problem, but it does cause a few problems.
Will those episodes come back here to the States? And we'll see
No. Not the ones that we already filmed there probably will not make their way here, which is nice because then I can...
Do those tricks again for a few more years.
He's not burning through his repertoire.
Right. Yeah. And you also have Radical Korn and Extreme Korn, which are DVDs for magicians.
Yeah, those are for magicians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those are available throughout the web. Those teach people that have some knowledge about magic some of the ideas that I've created over the years. And that
cool.
They can buy and do for their friends.
Very cool. Like I said, I've seen you do your close-up stuff, and you just absolutely blow me away. And plus the fact that he's wearing a wristwatch with no face.
Yeah, it opens up.
Oh, I see. Okay. thought there was some sort of an I do a pass, and I know what time it is. And Eric is going to be performing with Chris tomorrow night at the Savor Restaurant in the Flim Flam Theater. And before we started this whole thing, I do have to be honest with you, Eric brought a book in with him today. and has something with that book that he wants to do with me.
I asked you to open the book and think of a word.
Yes.
And I made sure that I wasn't looking, that Chris wasn't nearby, that your engineer Kevin was not hanging around.
Correct.
And you had that word in your mind.
And I looked in there and I saw one particular word.
And you picked out, was it a big word? Just tell me that. Was it a good-sized word or like a little to, the, and?
It was a pretty good-sized word.
Okay. And you didn't write it down.
Did not write it down.
You didn't tell anyone else what it was.
No one knows what that word is but me. And I'm guessing you, but we'll see.
Well, now think.
that would really be the part of this that would make it work.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is yet, but I want you to think of it.
All right.
And try and picture the letters one by one in your mind, as if there were like a big movie screen between us and you see them projected up there. So I want you to see them as shapes rather than as sounds.
Okay.
And think of, just think of the first letter first.
Okay.
And I'm trying to worry about the time that we're on, but is that an N or an H, something shaped like that?
It is something shaped like that, yes.
Yeah, that was a big help there. Thanks, Paul.
Well, I thought that was the question. I'm trying to play along here. I don't want to ruin the trick.
As a matter of fact, that was the question. I was looking for a little more feedback, but don't try and help me.
Okay.
It's an N or an H, then an L, and then a C. Oh. I'm going to say, I'm writing down what I think here.
Okay.
There's a T in the word?
There is a T in the word, yes.
And an R.
There is an R in the word.
H-E-L-I-C-O-P-T-E-R, helicopter. Is that the word
that
you were thinking of?
That is the word that I was thinking of.
Unbelievable.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable.
Now, you know, well, here's what's going to happen. My daughter, I'm sure, is listening right now, and other people who are listening are going to come up to me the next time they see me, and they're going to go, well, you set that up ahead of time. And I'm going to tell them, no, absolutely not. I would never do that because I'm a fan of magic. Chris, you know this.
Absolutely.
I love magic. I love to be amazed by magic. And what's the other question I'm going to be asked?
How'd they do that?
How'd they do that? Because they know, the people know that I know a little bit about magic. They're, well, do you know how he did that? And here's the key to me. Not knowing how you did it is more fun for me.
Well, of course, because magic, what it is the magician transmits to you a feeling of wonder and astonishment. And if you know how it's done, you can enjoy it on certain kinds of theatrical, artistic levels, whatever. But you don't get that feeling, which is really the point, the key point, what a magician is trying to do.
You want to create that sense of awe, the power of awe, where you take their breath away. And it's one of the best highs that you can feel without needing pharmaceuticals or anything.
Are you saying it doesn't really compare to the high of pharmaceuticals?
It's above and beyond.
I would say there are times where having a, never mind, that's a long time ago.
We're going down a dark road there, Paul.
Yes. And again, we're back in college, but that's all right. Exactly. It's all right. So tomorrow night, you guys are not on stage at the same time, but you'll be each doing, what, a half hour or so of stuff?
Yeah, and
that's a good guess, I think.
Okay.
About 40 minutes each. And we have Dennis Shane, who's the proprietor there at Saver. Mm-hmm. He will be sort of emceeing and hosting us. Eric and I used to work out at the Tower Bar in Aspen, the famous Tower Bar. And it's I would fly out there every year, and it would just be endless hours of laughing.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be a great show, and it's a rare... It's a
tomorrow night's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
It's great to meet you, Eric. Chris, it's great to see you again.
Yes.
Thank you guys for coming in here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow
night,
8 o'clock, the Saver Restaurant and the Flim Flam Restaurant, which is at 4356 Lindell. And here is the number for reservations. You should call right now, 314-531-0220. It's only $15 to see two guys doing terrific stuff.
Three guys. Dennis will be there also.
Two and a half guys doing great stuff. 531-0220. Thank you, Eric Mead, Chris Korn, on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX.